chance to change the world around. With a beat so fresh and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Conquered the impossible and captured his fears. And found out his reward was a huge crowd of cheers. And all too soon he found out he was getting nowhere. Cause the only thing that mattered was a someone who cared. He gave up his heart, the music he loved, and took his place among the stars up above. And from this day forward till the end of time, he was young, gifted and bright, with the strength to change the world around. He was young, gifted and bright, with a chance to change the world around. Get him, ha, ha.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have balita and community announcements, along with some news from our news desk and some diverse music from some Filipino American artists that were pioneers in their field, and potentially, if we do have time, a track of a song of a former guest singing something that we aren't used to him singing, but he is known for playing a role that involved that song. But right now, we're going to head over to our balita and community announcements for the day. In terms of community announcements, the play The Heart Sellers is running from December 14th through January 25th at the Guthrie Theater. And in this play, we have a Filipina actress by the name of Jenna Agbayani as one of the co-leads of the play. We were informed about this play from a person from the Guthrie Theater by the name of Jacqueline Madison. And hopefully in the near future, before the end of this show run, we'll be able to get Miss Agbayani on the show. But for those listeners that are wondering what the play is about, here is a description from the Guthrie Theater website. When Luna and Jane ran into each other at the supermarket on Thanksgiving Day, they discovered they have much in common. They're both new to America and spending the holidays alone while their medical resident husbands work the night away. Longing for a connection, the two homesick women return to Luna's apartment for the evening. Over a bottle of wine or two, they attempt to make traditional Thanksgiving meal while sharing their stories and dreams. Set 8 years after the Heart Seller Act of 1965 overhauled the U.S. immigration system, this poignant comedy illuminates the Asian immigrant experience and asks, would you give it up your heart to make a new home? And if you're looking more information in regards to this play, you can go to the GuthrieTheater.org, and if things go right, I will be able to watch the play this Tuesday evening. Another thing that should be happening in the community announcements in terms of the community, I haven't heard any updates as of late, but the documentary Nurses Unseen will be having a screening on January the 16th. This is brought to the community by the Philippine Nurses Association of Central Minnesota and North Star Consultants LLC. And hopefully we'll get more information in regards to that event. And on Saturday, February the 8th, the 46th annual presentation of Debutantes and Escorts will be taking place at the Radisson Blue in Bloomington, Minnesota. We'll have more information in regards to that event as the days get closer. In terms of balita, we'd like to extend a belated birthday greeting to our former co-host here at the Filipino American National News. That is none other than Ramon Yu, who celebrated his birthday on January the 3rd. And our last birthday greeting of the evening goes out to longtime supporter and listener of the Filipino American National News, that is Eileen Love, who will be celebrating her birthday tomorrow, January the 6th. In regards to our first song selection of the evening, we are going to be playing a song from a group known as Fanny, and this is their song, Ain't That Peculiar. Fanny, through the course of the history of their group, had three Filipina members, two of the founding members, June and Jean Millington, and another member, Bree Darling. There was a documentary made about 2-3 years ago about the group Fanny. The name of the documentary is Fanny, The Right to Rock, and you can find it on various streaming platforms. But the description of this documentary says, the untold story of a Filipino-American garage band that morphed into a ferocious rock group, Fanny. Fighting barriers of race, gender, and sexuality in the music industry, Fanny's groundbreaking impact in music was written out of history. And I know as of late, June Millington has collaborated with the likes of Filipino-American rapper Ruby Ibarra on a track that she released a couple months back. But for right now, we're going to play that song from the group Fanny, and the name of this song is Ain't That Peculiar.
You guys are really speeding it up too much. I mean, you notice I'm trying to start it out slow.
What's the matter with the guitar?
Oh.
After this song, June's gonna have to stop because the chord. Well, she has to have a longer chord either for this one or the next one.
Well, I don't care if we stop.
All right, we'll stop after the song for her to change her chord.
Okay, tell us when we're rolling. June and Alice, June, everybody, just all of us lay back.
We are rolling.
You got it.
Than before, I know flowers grow through rain, but how can love?
Once again, that was Fanny with Ain't That Peculiar. That was a recording from 1972. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. You can also hear it online at KFAI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News and via the KFAI app on both Google Play and Apple Store. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and you can also find our presence on both Facebook and Instagram. And now to the news desk and some somber news of an artist that we have played music in the past here on the show, and we'll be playing more of her music today. Actually, a multi-time guest of the Filipino American National News, the artist known as Nomi, aka Mauro de Mira, was the first one to make us aware of this artist. Sugar Pie DeSanto, the San Francisco R&B singer known for her larger-than-life voice and personality, died on Friday, December 20th. She was 89 years old. "My sister was one of a kind. You will never see anyone like her again," wrote Domingo Batliton, her brother, in a post on Facebook. "She was full of energy and commanded respect when she walked on stage, as well in life. I am truly going to miss her." Batliton noted that DeSanto died in her sleep. No cause of death was given. DeSanto, who performed well into her 80s, scored her first hit in 1959 with "I Want to Know," a piano-driven, danceable kiss-off to a former lover that showed off her powerful, raspy voice. Following that initial success, James Brown invited her to open for him on tour, where she rivaled the Godfather of Soul in stage presence and theatrics, earning her the nickname "The Lady James Brown." Born Umilpia Batlion, or Baliton, in Brooklyn, New York, to a black mother and a Filipino father in 1935, DeSanto moved to San Francisco's Fillmore District as a child. She was the oldest girl of 10 siblings and was a childhood friend with Etta James, who became a lifelong friend and collaborator. After World War II, the Fillmore vibrant black businesses and nightclubs earned the neighborhood the nickname the Harlem of the West. In the 1950s, DeSanto began sneaking out to perform as a young teenager. Johnny Otis, a producer known as the Godfather of Rhythm and Blues, discovered her when she performed at a talent show at 19 years old. As she said, "I like to leave the stage smoking," and she did, her late manager James Moore told KQED in 2023. DeSanto was exacting about her craft, often the only woman in the studio, and standing at just 4 feet 11 inches tall, she developed a reputation for her tough personality and mischievous humor. "I took over the studio, honey," she told KQED in 2023, "and a couple of times I put the drums over their head and, you know, hidden them across their head because they pissed me off. I've always been very technical about my music." After touring with James Brown in 1960 and 1961, DeSanto made her way to Chicago to work with Chess Records. Her bluesy, seductive single, "Slip In Mules," hit number 10 on Billboard's in 1964. The same year, she traveled to London to perform for the American Folk Blues Festival. The performance earned her following overseas. In 1966, the Thadet Times and East Kent Pictorial, a British newspaper, called the American's top female blues singer. In the 60s, DeSanto became a staff songwriter at Chess, unusual for a woman at the time, and with her creative partner, Shenna Demel, she penned lyrics for musical greats like Minnie Riperton, Fontella Bass, and The Whispers. "This is one of the reasons I think that she has lasted," said filmmaker Cheryl Fabio, who featured DeSanto in her documentary, Evolutionary Blues. She was a writer and a poet and a lyricist. So that when she's performing, she's telling you something that's on her heart and on her mind. Through Chess, DeSanto and Etta James put on a duet, 1965, Do I Make Myself Clear? A rock and roll song that sent a warning shot to a cheating man, and the 1966 house party anthem, In the Basement. Yet despite her international renown, DeSanto was part of a generation of influential black artists who were not fairly compensated for their work. Those people made the music business, the record labels, and made hundreds of millions of dollars, and those people would make anything, comparatively speaking, said Moore, her manager in 2023, noting that the label often didn't share earnings statements for royalties. And of course, music is America's greatest import to the rest of the world. By the 70s, DeSanto moved to Oakland and kept up a rigorous performance schedule that lasted for five decades. Her fierceness never extinguished, even in the face of immense challenges. In 2006, she lost her husband, Jesse Earl Davis, in a house fire that destroyed her belongings. They were together off and on for 27 years and married twice. In 2012, she lost her childhood friend, Etta James, who was 73 years old when she passed away from leukemia and other health complications. That was my girl, DeSanto said. That really hurt me deeply that she passed. DeSanto continued to perform throughout the 2010s until the COVID-19 pandemic. Her onstage antics, backflips, straddling male audience members, and singing upside down earned her ovations at events like the Redwood City Blues Festival. Liam O'Donohue, the host of the podcast East Bay Yesterday, befriended her after he interviewed her in 2017. She showed up to the interview in head-to-toe leopard print, big jewelry, and a statement hat. Afterwards, she asked him to take her to the grocery store, where she relished the attention from fans as she shopped. She's one of the people who I will never, ever forget, he says. She just blew me away, just everything about her, her presence, her energy, her stories, her language. She was just vivacious. DeSanto's most recent album, Sugar Sweet, came out in 2018, and in 2020, she received the R. Holly Award for the extraordinary individual who preserves traditional music. In 2023, she received a mayoral confirmation in Chicago for her contribution to the blues. And right now, we're going to play a track from Sugar Pie, DeSanto. And this is her song entitled, I Don't Wanna Fuss. Everything will be right. was Sugar Pie DeSanto with her song I Don't Wanna Fuss. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News, and we're going to close out the show with two songs this evening. We're going to play a song from Joe Bataan, who is the singer of our theme song here, Young, Gifted, and Brown. We're going to play a song of his entitled Rap-O-Clap-O. And then if you listen to our Best Of episode last week, we played the interview of Lou Diamond Phillips, who we were able to interview at Twin Cities Con. And he was first known for his role in the movie La Bamba, where he played the late singer Richie Valens, who sang the song La Bamba that brought him to prominence. But in the movie, Lou Diamond Phillips didn't sing the song. It was the group Los Lobos that wound up singing the song. But I was able to find a recording where he actually sings the song live at an event by that was hosted by one of the members of NSYNC, Joey Fatone. So you'll get to hear Lou Diamond Phillips singing La Bamba. But right now, we're going to play for that song that we talked to first, and that is Joe Bataan with Rappo Clappo. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
If you're familiar, it was called La Bamba. And he played Richie Valens. I want you to give him a big round of applause. Give it up. I call him LDP, Lou Diamond. How you feeling, sir?
I am feeling fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, I asked him to do this, and I was like, man, you know, I'd love you to come out and sing. He sang a song before, and he's like, I'll even do La Bamba. I was like, come on, man. Are you serious? I was like, come on.
Sometimes you got to give the people what they want.
I like it.
You guys ready?
Woo! Let's do this.
Here's a bit of a rattlesnake.
I love this song.
Fresh Air Community Radio. KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org.
It's almost here, and you know what that means. Are you prepared for the new year? So much to plan, so much to do, so much to handle. Whether it's your business, your work, or your home, you need to be ready. Ready to face whatever may come. Fortify your 2025 with KFAI. Go to KFAI.org and click donate. Plan, prepare, and provide by supporting non-commercial, community-powered radio.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns.